5270 northbound, coming up to 185th and Walker.
5270, I got your request to talk. What can I do for you?
Well, the night just keeps getting a little more interesting. I had a passenger board at BTC, and he says that he does not have a home to go to. He seems like he might have some intellectual disabilities. I used to work with people like this when I was over at the Lyft. Do you want me to just kick him off when I get all the way back to Merlo, or what do you want to do about this?
Yeah, we can't take him off, or we can't take him to the garage. So he says he has nowhere to go. Is there anyone you could call for him?
Yeah, he said the only place he knows how to get to is the hospital. I don't know if there's like a group home that's missing somebody or what the situation is, but it just makes me a little wary, that's all.
I copy. I may be able to get the police to do a welfare check out there. Maybe... trying to think. Maybe when you get back to... maybe?
Yeah, that'll work. I'll just pull in there.
Give the police a call and they'll can do a welfare check for him.
Okay, I'll shoot you an RTT when I get to about 26, or sorry, about Vinia Cornell there.
Perfect, yeah. Can I get a quick description of him?
Be a white male, probably, I would say, mid to late 20s. He's in a wheelchair, scruffy brown hair.
Hi, copy. Does he seem to be homeless, or does he seem like he had probably lived somewhere?
I mean, you know, based on my experiences when I was at Lyft, you know, the type of individual you usually see living in a group home.
Hi, copy. All right, well, yeah, just go ahead and give me a request talk when you start getting closer to the garage, and we'll and call the police.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. And just make sure you don't pull into the garage. We're going to do it at that Merlo turnaround.
Yes, I'll make sure that I'm not pulling into the garage.
Perfect. Well, thank you for looking out for people out there. We really appreciate it. At 048.